Today, the first ever United Nations Summit for Refugees and Migrants will start in New York. World leaders have gathered at the request of US President Barack Obama to bring about solutions to the unprecedented global refugee crisis. In the lead-up to the summit, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has been selling Australia's immigration model to the world. However, new incident reports leaked today document allegations of sexual abuse and self-harm on Nauru offshore detention centre from earlier this year. Oscar Wills and Francois Martin have this report.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is in New York ahead of the United Nations Summit for Refugees and Migrants. Speaking to the media yesterday, he said Australia's immigration detention centres are the best in the world. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton followed suit, speaking to ABC Insiders yesterday morning, praising the facilities in Nauru and on Manus Island.
This government's been able to restore integrity to our borders. We've been able to bring record numbers of people in under the Refugee and Humanitarian Program. In fact, last year, the biggest program in 30 years in terms of our offshore program, and I think that's the good story to tell.
Pamela Kerr, the refugee and detention rights advocate at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, says these comments are outrageous.
It's really incredible to hear these sorts of claims. When we know that we've had thousands of people locked up in our detention centres in appalling conditions, where women have been raped, where children have been abused, and where men have been physically beaten.
Minister Dutton's comments come despite numerous reports of poor healthcare and inadequate living conditions in detention centres, including one released today by The Guardian detailing cases of attempted suicide and sexual assault on Nauru. Fairfax also reported the case of a 42-year-old Afghan refugee suffering from a potentially fatal heart condition. The disease was identified 3 weeks ago, and the man is still on Nauru. Dr. Barry Fatterford is the convener of Doctors for Refugees, a group of Australian doctors advocating for better healthcare in detention centres. She says his case is not being treated properly.
This man will be considered to have an acute coronary event and be treated as an emergency. The fact that he is still there on Nauru with no known plans to have him transferred off the island to Australia is absolutely unconscionable.
Dr. Fatterford says advocacy groups have no problem with the quality of health professionals in detention centres, but she does believe the involvement of the government compromises the overall health care of refugees in need.
We do know that the doctors there make recommendations perfectly in line with what we would see in Australia. The difference is that those recommendations are not being followed on. Now, nowhere in Australia would you ever have a doctor's recommendation on how a patient should be treated reviewed and overseen by a departmental bureaucrat effectively.
She says there is only one solution.
The only way we're going to make sure that these preventable adverse complications don't occur anymore is to close the camps offshore and to bring the people there onshore, because it's simply unfeasible to have people so far away and not have unexpected health outcomes causing unnecessary complications.
Meanwhile, Pamela Kerr, refugee advocate, says the health-related issues go further than just injury or disease.
Our detention centres are run like prisons. The people contained in our centres have no autonomy, and it is a debilitating environment, as we know, by the high levels of mental illness of people in our immigration detention centres.
Because of this, Kerr believes Minister Dutton's suggestion that Australia's detention centres are superior to refugee camps in other countries misses the mark.
Freedom allows your mind to stay healthy. The camps in Africa, people set up small businesses. They manage their lives as hard as they are. What we do in Australia is something totally alien to the rest of the world. We create these prison asylums where we deliberately drive people crazy.
However, Dutton, speaking on ABC Insiders, does believe that refugees have a degree of autonomy on Nauru.
We provide $26 million for the hospital on Nauru, $11 million for the medical centre. Kids are picked up by bus and go to school each day. People are given financial support. There are 300 people working in Nauru. 35 have started businesses.
But Pamela Kerr is not swayed by the government's praise of Australia's immigration detention policy.
There are many Australians who do not agree with our government and who are standing up and ashamed at the way in which Prime Minister Turnbull and Minister Dutton and Minister Abbott are going around the world preaching a message of hate and derision towards refugees.
The Wire sought comment from the Department of Immigration and Border Protection on the current health status of the 42-year-old Afghani refugee located on Nauru Offshore Detention Centre. However, the department said they do not wish to comment on individual cases.